Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert
SightViews,
der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Die Interviews zur SightCity 2026. Direkt aus Frankfurt.
Das indische Start-up Thinkable Labs aus Bangalore hat zwei Geräte auf der SightCity vorgestellt. Das erste heißt Annie. Annie ist ein Lerngerät für blinde Kinder. Es hilft, die Brailleschrift ohne Anleitung durch eine Lehrkraft selbstständig zu erlernen. Das Gerät hat oben links zwei sehr große Braillezellen. Sie sind rund 5-mal so groß wie normale Zellen. Diese erleichtern den Einstieg in das Braillelernen. Daneben befinden sich 6 Braillezellen in Standardgröße. Unterhalb davon gibt es eine Perkins-Tastatur mit 6 Tasten sowie Enter- und Rücktaste. Außerdem enthält Annie eine digitale Brailltafel. Man schreibt mit einem Griffel auf einer gelochten Fläche, ähnlich wie auf einer echten Brailltafel, aber ohne Papier. Was man einprägt, erscheint sofort digital auf dem Display. Annie verbindet all diese taktilen Funktionen mit Spielen und Üben. Kinder im Alter zwischen 4 und etwa 15 Jahren können damit lesen, schreiben und Braille auf der Tafelfläche eingeben. Annie ist seit rund 8 Jahren auf dem Markt und wird bereits in Indien, Großbritannien, den USA und anderen Ländern eingesetzt. Der Vertrieb erfolgt teilweise über Humanware. Das Gerät ist in 14 Sprachen verfügbar, darunter Englisch und verschiedene indische Sprachen. Spanisch ist derzeit in Entwicklung. Über ein Internet-Dashboard können Eltern den Lernfortschritt des Kindes verfolgen. Das zweite Gerät heißt Taktara. Es ist noch nicht auf dem Markt. Taktara ist ein Braille-Notizgerät mit 32 Stellen. Thinkable Labs hat die Braillezellen selbst entwickelt, basierend auf Magnettechnik. Das Betriebssystem ist Linux. Das Gerät unterstützt Bluetooth, WLAN und verschiedene Dateiformate wie EPUB, PDF und Docs. Eine KI-Funktion kann Texte erklären und zusammenfassen. Notizen lassen sich über eine Web-App synchronisieren. Der geplante Verkaufspreis liegt laut Unternehmen bei rund 1.250 Euro für die 32-Zellen-Version. Das wäre günstiger als vergleichbare Geräte am Markt. Der Marktstart ist für Ende 2026 geplant. Für Europa sucht Thinkable Labs noch Vertriebspartner. Und ich kann noch ergänzen, dass das Braille-Notizgerät deutlich größer ist als ein übliches Notizgerät, insbesondere in der Dicke. Da merkt man dann natürlich schon die Magnetpunkte. Insgesamt aber ein doch gefälliges und schönes Gehäuse. Ja, und alles Weitere hört ihr jetzt noch im englischsprachigen Interview, wenn ihr möchtet.
Now I'm here at Thinkable. I think you are from India.
We are from India, yes.
Do you know how many people are blind in India?
Quite a lot, the different numbers, but I think in our age group of 5 to 15, there are about 200,000 kids that we can reach out to who can benefit from our products.
And they say you thought about products to learn Braille, and in front of me now is Annie.
Yeah. So this is a Braille learning device. It'll take you through different songs and games and lessons. And in a fun and gamified manner, it'll help you learn Braille. So I'll just give you a quick overview. So on the top left part of the device, you have 2 large cells of Braille that are roughly 5 times the size of your regular Braille. And on the top right, you have your standard Braille cells. We have 6 of those.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, that is a digital Braille slate, but on the top right is where you have your...
Yeah. This is a traditional piezo.
Exactly. No, it's not a piezo cell, it's an electromechanical Braille cell.
Okay.
But the size and the standard is the same, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you go below, you have your Perkins-style Braille keyboard.
6 keys?
Yeah, 6 keys with your enter and your backspace key. And then below that is a Braille slate. That's the how you would use your hand frame or your Braille slate to write on paper using a small stylus. You have a similar version here, but there's no paper involved. It's completely digital. So whatever you emboss there using your regular stylus will then come on the digital Braille display on top. Right? And then Annie connects to the internet. And the reason it does that is because it pulls up usage statistics and progress reports, and there's a dashboard on the web you can view it on. So for a teacher or a parent, they can get a good idea of how their child is progressing in their Braille education. So that's Annie. So are you good with Braille? We can play a small game if you are.
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. So let me just set it up. Just give me a second.
Can I get you?
Yes,
you see this? This is the flipstick.
English.
So I'm just going through the menu using the right and left keys. As you can see, there are quite a lot of games. Right? I'm just finding something you'll really enjoy. Perfect, let's do this. Letter race.
Letter race.
So I'll give you the instructions first.
Let's play letter race.
Let's play letter race.
Yeah.
In this game, whenever you hear the sound, a new letter appears on the standard Braille display. If you type the letter, it is removed from the Braille display and you score 1 point. But new letters keep appearing quickly. And when the entire standard Braille display is filled with letters, your game is over. So the faster you read and type, the higher you score.
Okay.
Start the game. Press left to listen to the instructions again.
Start the game.
Press space bar. The bottom
space bar. Yeah. Now it starts.
Ready, steady, go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different words or sentences.
Oh, P.
Save that into your notes.
That's right.
Connect to your phone and
G.
If you like this, save here and also in
so
your
it'll start slow and then it'll pick up the pace.
Z.
Store in your notes. Yes.
X.
Perfect, you're pretty good at Braille.
F.
So.
G.
Keep in mind it's meant for younger children, so it's
yes, of course, yes. But it's funny too for me. Okay. Now I make a mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay. Another sound.
The name of this device is Taktira. Yeah. If you want to get your
reviews, hello, it's filling up fast.
No, it's very fast.
Go
wow.
For it, go for it.
You can do it over here. Right?
Yeah.
And you can lift this device.
Yeah, very interesting.
You've scored 16 points. Your high score is 184 points.
Very nice, okay.
That's to do with Annie, right? So we have Annie in 14 different languages already, but we can develop it for more languages as well.
German too, or?
We don't have German yet, but we can definitely develop German. Among the European languages, we have Spanish that's in the works right now. I mean, we're from India, so we have like 10 different Indian languages. We have English in different accents, including the British accent. And we are actively developing other languages as well. Right? So yeah, that's Annie. And this has been in the market for about 8 years. We now have Taktira. So Taktira is a 32-cell Braille display and note taker. This one is not yet out in the market and is expected by end of 2026. So what we've done with Taktira is we've changed how you can navigate the device. So if you go to the end of this line, there's a vertical flick similar to your PlayStation flick or your computer mouse scroll, right? So you can use that to go to the next line, to pan from the first line to the next line and so on. We have another one here, which is a horizontal flick. So that is also for a similar function. So if you've used any voiceover option on your phone, you have your different gestures, which are from moving from top to bottom or moving from left to right. So the vertical flick and the horizontal flick mimic that option. So when this connects to voiceover, you can use the vertical and horizontal accordingly. It also has a voice function. It has a neural voice engine inside, so it can vocalize anything. We also have it AI enabled. What it can do with that is if you're reading a book and you want an explanation of a particular word or a sentence, you can select that and ask for an AI explanation, and that will connect to ChatGPT and give you an AI explanation of what you're reading. We also have an option where any document you upload, irrespective of the file format, gets via AI normalized and being made able to use on the device. So you can use any sort of file format, be it PDF, BRF, EPUB, whatever, DocX, you can run it on this. And what it will also do is summarize the content on it for you. So you can get a quick summary. You can also get the ability to navigate based on the content available rather than page number or topics. And that is all part of the AI feature set. So we're also building, right now this is all we have, apart from this we're building a word processor to make it easier to consume docx files. We're building an Excel viewer to make it easier to consume Excel files. We're building an email client as well on it, so you can use your email right from here. It has Bluetooth option, Wi-Fi, connects to up to 5 Bluetooth devices at a time. There's a, on the right side of the device, there's a mode selector, so you can use this. So right, yeah, so right now there are no devices connected, but it'll give you a list of devices connected. You can quickly switch between different devices, and you move it to the top, it becomes, goes to a new note. So irrespective of where you are in the device, you want to take a quick note, you can just hit the mode selector and it'll give you a new note option as well.
Yes, I think I can write something here.
Yeah.
A, B, C. It's a very nice 8-point Braille keyboard. And we hear it's a magnetic cell technology inside too here.
Yeah. So.
And you manufacture the cells, or is it Innotek or other Indian companies?
This is our own cell.
Okay.
We manufacture it ourselves. It's. I mean, we've applied for patents as well. We'll get it soon, I hope. But yeah, it's developed completely by us. And it also has a web app for a note sync feature. So whatever notes you take on this will sync with the web app. And you can also take notes on the web app using your phone or laptop. And that will sync with the device to make it easier to use it wherever you are and whenever you want to use it.
And there's an Android operating system inside? Or?
No, no, it's a Linux-based operating
Linux
system.
Linux-based, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you get two USB-A ports on the top and the side. And then one USB-C. USB-C is for charging. USB-A you can use for a pen drive to expand from inbuilt 32 GB. And if you want more, you can use a pen drive. Mm-hmm. You can also connect a QWERTY keyboard, and you can use that as text input if you don't want to use the Braille keyboard.
And now you are looking for international distributors, or
yes. So we don't have distributors in Europe yet. So that's why we're here. Would love to get connected to any European distributors. We're looking at bringing this out into market in the first month of 2027, because this will be ready by end of 2026. So right time to have these conversations and start working on it. The Braille cells will be rated for 1 million cycles. And I mean, that's large enough to almost never hit that number, you know. Even for power users.
Yeah.
So
I think it's not so expensive as piezo cells. It's always very.
Key aspect of our research has been to reduce the cost of Braille displays. So we're expecting this to come out at a retail price of 1,250 euros. Mm-hmm. For a 32 cell Braille display and note taker, which will be significantly lower than other incumbents in the market. So, for
example, you this is a 20 cells here in 32. Front of
32.
32. Ah, 32. Yeah. Yes, it's longer than 20. Yes, of course. Yes.
We're also building a 20 cell version, but that will come out next year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Lovely meeting you, Christian.
Der Podcast rund Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Sideviews. Ein Angebot des BBSB.